Voice News with Global Link.
CCZ urges youths to reject political violence ahead of elections. Mupere says 700 kwacha salary increment reflects government's capacity. A Nigerian court orders UK to pay £420 million over 1949 killing of minors. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilapa. Council of Churches in Zambia CCZ President Reverend Axon Banda has appealed to youths across the country to resist political leaders who incite violence ahead of the general elections, warning that such leaders do not mean well for Zambia. Reverend Banda says all forms of violence, including tribal and divisive remarks, must be strongly condemned as the country prepares for the polls. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Reverend Banda cautioned Zambians against taking the prevailing peace for granted, noting that political competition should be grounded in ideas and national development rather than intimidation and hostility. Politics is a competition of ideas, so let us compete based on what we want to offer to the nation, but the moment one starts talking about violence, it means they do not mean well for the country, said Reverend Banda. Reverend Banda, who is also a Reformed Church in Zambia, RCZ Synod moderator, emphasized that youths who often bear the brunt of election-related violence should not allow themselves to be used as tools by politicians with selfish agendas. He further condemned any individual or political leader who promotes violence, stressing that politics should be anchored on merit, respect, and the common good of the nation.
And I think the appeal to the young people, they need also to gauge and look at these politicians. If they are telling you to go and fight, then they don't mean well for the country. The simple understanding is that democracy and politics is actually a competition of ideas. So let us compete based on what we want to offer to the nation. But the moment somebody starts talking about violence, then they don't mean well for the country. So I think we should condemn in totality any person that is going to talk about violence, tribalism, and anything. People should be based on merit and what we see they think they can offer in terms of their ideas.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, has acknowledged the country's ongoing efforts to procure medical equipment aimed at strengthening healthcare delivery. Government recently disclosed that it will position Chinese engineering experts in the country to service cancer medical machinery manufactured in China, citing challenges in maintaining the equipment locally. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, EIZ Public Relations Manager Ntala Shayulu says that although the engagement of external expertise can be necessary, particularly for highly specialized or advanced technologies, it is critical that such arrangements are structured to deliberately promote skills transfer. Ms. Yulu said that this approach not only builds local technical capacity, but also reduces dependence on external support, lowers life cycle costs of medical equipment, and ensures timely maintenance and patient safety. She emphasized the need for incoming expertise to work alongside local biomedical engineering professionals to ensure knowledge sharing, hands-on training, and long-term sustainability of the equipment and systems being procured. Zambia has a growing pool of qualified biomedical engineering professionals who are trained to install, operate, maintain, and manage medical equipment in line with international standards, said Ms. Yulu. Ms. Yulu stressed that sustainable healthcare infrastructure is best achieved when investment in equipment goes hand in hand with investment in local skills and professional development. She further stated the institution's commitment in advocating for procurement models that prioritize local professional involvement, compliance with national engineering standards, and meaningful capacity building for Zambian engineering professionals. The National Union for Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES, says the 700 kwacha salary increment agreed upon for public service workers reflects what the government could realistically afford. Government on Wednesday announced an increase of 700 kwacha in monthly basic salaries across the public service, following the conclusion of negotiations on improved salaries and conditions of service. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, NUPES President Victor Muyomba explained that government settled for the 700 kwacha increment after considering competing national priorities, including the free education policy, which could have been negatively affected by a higher wage adjustment. Mr. Muyomba noted that while unions had hoped for a higher increment, Negotiations require compromise, realism, and mutual understanding. The union signed for the 700 kwacha increment not because it is sufficient, but because it is what the government could afford at this time, he said. He further stated that given the country's recent challenges, such as the energy crisis, a devastating drought, and ongoing debt repayments, the salary increase demonstrates the government's commitment to the welfare of public service workers, adding that some administrations might have opted for a wage freeze under similar circumstances. Mr. Muyumba has since commended the government, describing the increment as the highest salary adjustment offered since the current administration assumed office.
Where we can be blamed as unions is not to sensitize our members enough on the process of negotiations. That's where probably we haven't done a good job. So we can't blame them for saying whatever they are saying. And you see, government does not have ready available money in some form of a warehouse where they go and collect to pay people. Each and every or spending agent has got a limited source of income.
A Lusaka-based clergy has called on communities to take collective responsibility in the fight against malaria, saying the disease can only be eliminated if everyone actively participates in prevention efforts. Rev. Axon Kampala, a member of the Faith Leaders Advocacy for Malaria, FLAME, said the fight against malaria goes beyond government interventions and requires the involvement of individuals, families and faith institutions. Speaking on Radio Christian's Voice Community Forum program under the topic How Can the Church Support Government Efforts in Eliminating Malaria, Rev. Kampala emphasized that everyone has a role to play in reducing malaria cases. Simple actions such as keeping surroundings clean, eliminating stagnant water and maintaining proper sanitation can significantly reduce mosquito breeding, said Rev. Kampala. He also urged community members to be vigilant and seek medical attention promptly when malaria symptoms appear. Rev. Kampala, who is also parish priest for St. Francis Anglican Church in Chawama, added that the church has a critical role in educating and mobilizing communities by spreading awareness, encouraging responsible health practices and supporting government-led malaria prevention programs. He further encouraged faith leaders to use their platforms to promote behavior change and remind congregations that protecting health is a moral responsibility that benefits society as a whole.
He beat the community of lawyers, the pastors and everyone. And hence, as we are coming talking about malaria, it is not a one-man show thing.
No.
It is not for ministers of health alone. But we need to help the government. And who is the government? We are, because we are the people that have been, for example, when there is a crisis, and then we are the ones that sometimes we even say in a local language, government yanganepo, boma yanganepo. And then we are forgetting that where we are in that community, then we need to take part in making sure that.
In African news, a Nigerian court has ordered the British government to pay $27 million to each of the families of the 21 coal miners killed in 1949 by the colonial administration in the southeast of the country. The colonial police, made up of Nigerians and Europeans, shot dead workers striking for better conditions. Dozens more were injured in what the state-run news agency of Nigeria described as one of the most notorious acts of repression under British rule in Nigeria. Historians say the killing helped galvanize support for the burgeoning anti-colonial movement that led to independence 11 years later in 1960. The UK government said it had not been formally notified of the judgment and so could not comment. Coming up shortly, Trump threatens tariffs for countries trading with Iran. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All